This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caleb, your ability to not put the ball in harm's way is really special. Statistic could go into the numbers, but
where does that come from? Is there an art to it in terms of decision making, or is it something that
has accrued over time in your career? That you just have a knack for making good decisions.
Yeah, I think it's something that's been one preached in me and instilled in me throughout my career. And then I think the other half of it is decision making, belief and trust in what I'm seeing, but also belief and trust in the guys that are out there.
Caleb Williams, why are you so great? And Caleb Williams has been really good, but really in his first 2 years in the NFL at protecting the football. We know that that's something that was part of his story at USC. He was very good at it, and he continues to be very good at it with the Chicago Bears. So welcome you back into Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in. And it is like we went through the litany of things, Gabe, earlier that Caleb and the Bears team as a whole that they've improved on. And that's a big thing. Well, not just the interceptions, but the ability to stay upright as well and to elude, know when to throw the ball away. And obviously, you have a better offensive line in front of you as well.
It's interesting that We get to watch development happen in real time. I think we as Chicago fans, not just the Bears, but any sport for that matter, we want instant gratification, instant success for our draft picks, for our free agent signings. And it's almost as if we feel that way because we haven't experienced true development as a fan. And so to see Caleb Williams and put pressure on him from the very beginning, oh, this ain't the guy. Oh, he's not him. Like you mentioned, Grody, a lot of people were wrong in different areas about Caleb Williams. But to see him grow in the way that we have, it's almost shocking, right? We were just talking about in the last segment with Carmi V, where it's like, wait, he is better than the beginning of the season. Yeah. He did look great against San Francisco in terms of executing the offense at a high level, putting up so many touchdowns. And now we're here. You know, now we're here. And it's like, oh, wait, now we question it. Is it a fluke that Caleb Williams did that? No.
You just want to keep seeing it, though.
He's being coached well. He's putting the onus on himself to be, an elite quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And it's great. I love seeing it in real time because then what it does, Grody, what Caleb Williams does for Chicago as a whole, outside of what he does for the Chicago Bears, it allows you to have patience with the next superstar that comes to town. You saw it a little bit with PCA, where he came up. Everyone wanted instant success from PCA. He gets sent back down to the minors. The narrative is that, oh, look, he can't make it. And then it took another year. So you were able to see it. Development. Now we're there. We're sick and tired of the – sorry, Pat. We're sick and tired of the Patrick Williams situations, right, where nothing comes to fruition. And now we get Caleb Williams, and we should just bask in it. Because here we are on the cusp of a playoff run, and there's uncertainty surrounding what it could look like. And isn't that such a good feeling?
It is a great feeling, and it's funny because – when you think about the opinions on Caleb Williams, of which I and you were giving in the first hour of the show, and it got heavy for sure. Has anyone just nailed it this so far with Caleb Williams over his first
Howie
2
long.
Years?
Or, okay. Excuse me. Why am I drawing Kyle Long?
Oh, really?
Kyle Long.
He's been on
Caleb's being great. Don't you remember when Caleb first got drafted and he was telling all Bears fans, you need to change the way you think. Do not be a cynical Bears fan anymore. It will not. You have Caleb Williams now.
I'm listening.
And matter of fact, Sean, look up that clip. Look up the clip. We have the clip because I played it 100 times.
Yeah.
I played it 100 times. And I remember.
So he was saying that from the very beginning. Okay.
And now if you watch him on CBS, he's saying it. He's like, I've been telling you guys, this is nothing new. I told you to be patient. And so I think Kyle Long is one of the very few people that got it right from the
beginning. Asked and answered. That is great because it feels like everybody has been all over the board from the people that, like, I thought Caleb would be better from the start. Like, okay. That it was like, I thought he was closer to being professional football ready than his predecessor, seemingly, and maybe even the average prospect or top football prospect that's come in. Usually they're like, have to give him a few days. It didn't feel like that with Caleb Williams, not just because of what everybody was saying. Those that watched him a lot more than I did. I watched as much tape as I possibly could on him, and I was sold to the point where I'm like, okay, this guy is the truth. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen right away. And then when we saw bumps in the road, and with all that went into last season, with the stuff with the coaching staff and the stuff that was written about Caleb Williams, the stuff about his dad, about not landing here, like that all stirs into the potion of, wait a minute, what's going on here now? So it's a tough call with a guy like this because we all want to have the right opinion, but I just don't know that many of them have been correct, except for maybe this one right here from Kyle Long.
I'm going to, I'll be honest. Throughout, but what I saw from the Rook was toughness in the face of regime change, in the face of adversity. There were different guys out there protecting him, and he never threw his teammates under the bus. He got his ass off the turf every time, and he went to work, and I respect that.
Something along those lines.
Okay, I know
that wasn't the cover. There was a little bit before that,
Getting your ass up off the turf does not.
He makes some great points, right? Like not throwing guys under the bus when you're the number one sack quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Says a lot about you and your leadership.
Well, yeah,
I think Caleb Williams, when he first got here, I mean, Jesus, when you're giving Shane Waldron to operate your offense, and then before you even take a snap, the offensive talents that are on Seattle are mocking you for having Shane Waldron on your team. Remember that? Remember that during the combine? I forgot who it was. I think it was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
It was.
And somebody, and they were like, Shane Waldron.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, that was basically it. And I remember thinking, not taking that too seriously because I didn't want to, but then that needed to be taken very seriously. And
they were right. They were right from the beginning on that one. So Caleb had to deal with some stuff, some adversity. Obviously, we know there were three different offensive play callers. I mean, it's just a lot. And then to be able to, because I think to like Trevor Lawrence, right, getting Liam Cohen, operating a new offense, you hear people say it all the time, oh, new offense, going to take some time. But then there's moments like Trevor Lawrence where you get Liam Cohen. Look at Baker Mayfield without Liam Cohen and what type of regression he's dealing with in real time. So there's other things at play is what I'm trying to say. So when Caleb Williams finds himself in a really good situation with all the things aligning, you see the productivity that he's able to put forth, you know, for the Chicago Bears in real time, and it equates to a playoff berth.
Let's hear what Troy Aikman had to say about quarterbacks in general, not necessarily with an eye on Caleb, but you can definitely put an eye on Caleb, and their need to be given time to develop.
We've talked about it. We talked about it last week with Kyle Shanahan, what he's done with the 49ers offense. There's others around the league. And Sean McVay is another one of those great offensive minds. And for Matthew Stafford to get the opportunity to play within that scheme, good for him. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league and over the history of this league that never got that opportunity to play for someone like Sean or some of the others that are so talented.
There's a smile on your face when you're saying that. I see, like, you know what I mean? Like, this, well, see, that seems like high praise.
I say it from experience.
Yeah.
Because North Turner came in my third year in the league, totally turned our offense around, turned my career around. Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith would tell you the same thing. So yeah. I think there's been, and there's, this has always been debated, I guess. I think there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have been drafted high who have left the game and have been labeled a bust. Mm. And I think it's unfair because I do feel that organizations and coaching has failed quarterbacks more than quarterbacks have failed organizations. Because I've been there. I've been around the best of the best, and I've been around others that aren't as good.
That's really interesting, the coaching piece of this. And I had not heard this cut before that. But he's right, because there's only so many, like, we talk about elite quarterbacks, there's only so many elite play callers or head coaches, the Sean McVays of the world. We just saw one in Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid, obviously. But there's a lot of mediocre and bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like I'm being kind, I think, in the adjectives that I've chosen. But the coaching piece, that's huge because, you know, we try to figure out the chicken or the egg with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Most people, when you ask, like, would you give Ben Johnson the 20-year extension? Oh, yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. You are sold on this coach because you know he's smart and you know he knows how to run an offense because of what he did in Detroit.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too, that, you know, you were dealing with a culture change in the NFL where 5 years ago, a Matt Eberflus who could operate a defense sounded like a good idea. And then with the culture change where you say to yourself, okay, well, no, you do need a good quarterback and you have to have an offensive play caller in order for it to work at a high level. Like, they're trying to give you the blueprint, and the blueprint is not, you know, Brian Flores from the Minnesota Vikings and a young, uneducated play caller, right?
So not the blueprint. That is such a great example.
Right. The blueprint is the Ben Johnson offensive play caller and a wily veteran that can handle your defense. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles with Vic Fangio. Mm. Look at the Minnesota Vikings. Fangio with the Bears. I mean, the Bears right now with Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
Like, that is the recipe for success in the NFL, whether you're looking at Sean McVay, KOC. I mean, this is what it should look like. And again, we're living in real time through that culture change, but it's just cool to see that the Bears got lucky. Let's be very clear. Got lucky that Ben Johnson wanted to come here while the number one pick was here as well.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change.
It is a nice sudden occurrence of events that came together with the Bears getting him. Another guy that you could say, well, you got to be patient. I mean, this is being, how long is Trevor Lawrence been playing? What year is he in now?
Oh my God.
Fifth,
seven?
Sixth?
No.
Seventh? Like, it feels like okay, so right.
He's the same draft class as Justin Fields.
So. Same draft class as Justin Fields. So Fields was 20, right? So that's also 5 years.
Yeah, 5-6
okay.
years.
Okay, all right.
You're right.
There's no way to know. So Trevor Lawrence, there's another lesson in patience. I mean, and you really got to, like, don't you think it's easier to probably be patient in Jacksonville than it is in certain
Much
other
easier.
Places, right? So let's add that caveat, but it seems like it's happening for him. Let's listen to Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and what has gone on with Trevor Lawrence there.
Yeah, Trev's definitely been playing at a high level. I mean, when I first got here, we had a lot of honest, open conversations about what his goals were, where he wanted to go with it within his career and his position. And yeah, it took a little bit of time, and that's why so many of these quarterbacks need that time, right? Timing and circumstances matter. And at the bye, we just had some honest conversations about, okay, man, just cut it loose, let it rip. Whatever happens, just play the next play. Like, we just want you to go be aggressive, go be you. And that's going to be plenty good enough, man. And look, we had to tailor some things to, all right, at the bye, you're trying to figure out who you are truly. And we wanted to make sure we were doing everything we could from a run, pass, protections, whatever it was, putting him in a position to be successful. But man, the guy's playing at a high level, man. The 3rd and 10 throw to Parker Washington in this game, where he gets drilled right in the teeth and hits Parker on a crossing route. Yeah. Big time throw by a big time player that's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Duval.
Yeah.
Duval.
Has he arrived, Gabe? Is Trevor Lawrence here? Is this it? Does Mr. Duval, Liam Cohen, have it all taken care of?
Did you ever doubt Trevor Lawrence? Like, did you not think he was a top 15 quarterback?
Of course I doubted it.
Duval.
Relative to the hype, he's been a disappointment up
Fair.
Until now, right?
Fair.
So that's a lot of being patient. This is his 5th year, right? So
correct.
It's just now happening. That's a lot of patience.
And that's why you got to, you know, with quarterbacks specifically, you got to give them a little bit more grace. And then it's about where they turn. The other thing, too, is you come in the league as a young kid. And you're playing against grown men. You know, I think back to, like, you know, just being 20 playing basketball, and then you go into the gym, you're playing 27-year-olds, you're getting wrecked regardless of how good you think you are or how fast you think you are. Those guys got more muscle, stronger, more intelligent, better basketball IQ. So when you think about football players, the same thing holds true. You've been great your whole life. Then you come to the NFL, and you're dealing with Pro Bowlers. Right? You're a former all-pro player on defense. They know what you're going to do before you do it because you're a rookie and you're learning in real time. And I think that, you know, a guy like Caleb Williams, I look at specifically, him 4 years from now, when he's, you know, 26, 7 years old.
And he's in his 8th year with the Bears.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Well, not the one you're giving him. But, I mean, you just think about how he's going to be able to dissect defenses, right? So much more easily when that time comes. Because you're a grown man now, and now you're on the other side of it, Grody. Now the cornerback that's guarding Roma Dunze is 21 and doesn't know anything because he's green. And so you're throwing that back shoulder throw towards the out-of-bounds line. You're making smarter plays, and that's what I'm really looking forward to when it comes to Caleb.
I like this text here from 773. I know you guys don't talk hockey much. How dare you? But Caleb Williams' development reminds me of Connor Bedard for the Blackhawks. I feel that.
Okay.
I do, because when Connor Bedard came in, this is the greatest prospect ever, better than Patrick Kane.
Sure.
Like, this is it. And when it wasn't it,
the team sucked
right away. Yeah, the team sucked. Well, you could make the argument that what was around him, the infrastructure with the Blackhawks, all of that stuff wasn't right. But that is true, that just because it doesn't and I'm talking to myself too, trust me, I learned my own lessons with watching developing players, and if it doesn't hit right away,
yeah,
if it doesn't look the way it's supposed to look right away, you can be disappointed in the moment, but that doesn't necessarily define what the player is going to be.
Yeah, and then let's hope that Caleb Williams doesn't get injured like Connor Bedard did in year 3. That would be a great one. But I think what the Blackhawks did for Connor Bedard is what the Bears did for Caleb Williams. And I think that's the similarities there, where the Blackhawks then brought in Frankie Nazar, Teuvo Teravainen, Donato.
Mr. Blackhawks over. CHSN has taught you well.
Catch me on CHSN.
You have no choice.
Chicago League. I got you. I'm over there. So you're seeing guys like that where they added, you know, obviously the offensive firepower, and then what you were able to see from Connor Bedard, it wasn't just the goals, right? That was exciting. Now he's also top of the league in assists because he had talent around him, and that's what you're seeing with Caleb Williams, where now that you've added a few more pieces, not only is he good just by himself, but he makes everybody else better around him.
Tell you what, when we come back, let's do a Blackhawks segment. I'm just going to ask you questions.
Blackhawks.
And I just want to hear you talk
Spencer
about
Spencer Knight,
Blackhawks.
One of the best goalies in NHL right now.
This guy. I'm pretty incredible.
I'm a deep dive right now.
I love this. You have been forced to learn Blackhawks hockey.
David Haas scoffs at me when I don't give input into the Blackhawks stuff on our TV show.
Yeah. Love Blackhawks. So. Big Blackhawks guy. That's our guy, Haas. No, in actuality, Chris Emma is here, and he brings a Bears report for us next. Emma of The Score, Emma of 670thescore.com.
Do you know the head coach of the Blackhawks? Jeff Blashill. Yeah, I got you. All right. More stuff for you guys.
Jeff Blashill. Yes.
That's why I'm here.
This guy. Mr. Black. Had I known.
I know.
The pre-show meeting would have been a lot different.
Well, I asked Gertie. I said, hey, Connor Bedard didn't make make Team Canada. Are we talking about that?
Oh, yeah, you did. I did. That does suck for him. He's got to be pissed that he was hurt the first time it happened. When he wasn't as good. He's actually really good now, and he didn't make it. But Team Canada, I mean, it's Team Canada.
We checked the box. We did it.
We checked the box. There it was. Good job. We scratched that itch. Gabe wanted to talk Blackhawks. We got Emma next talking Bears on The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Appreciate what that might symbolize, though. I mean, you know, maybe not on the face of it, but just what it might mean.
I think it's an arbitrary number, so I don't know what would that mean? You tell me.
The only franchise to never have a 4,000-yard passer.
Okay. There are probably some that don't have a 5,000-yard passer either, right? So I mean, it's just a number. So
you're new, but that's kind of a big deal here.
Apparently it is.
That's hilarious. I had not heard that. Thank you, Jason Leisure. as we welcome him back into the Rahimi Harrison Grody Show with Gabe Ramirez here. It's kind of a big deal around here.
I love Ben Johnson even more because of that statement.
I do too.
There's a lot of teams don't have a 5,000 yard passer. What a D.
It's pretty good.
In the best way.
I think, you know, I wasn't there for that. Emma, were you there? Chris Emma joins us in studio.
Hey!
As we teach. What's going on, Chris
good
Emma?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to Chris Emma, everybody. Chris, were you there for that when he was saying that? Was he saying it with that little Ben Johnson smirk and kind of looking at the reporters through that look that he gives us when he knows he's playing a little game?
We've gotten that quite a bit lately, too. Yeah, he had that smirk going like, they want to win this game. And that's first and foremost on his mind. He's not thinking about 4,000 yards. He knew the question was going to come up, and he answered it as well as he can. But he wants to beat the Lions. He wants that 2 seed. That's all that's on his mind right now.
Well, you and I know better, I think. Or maybe you have a different opinion. I got to believe that there, as much as it is right to say, and he is correct in focusing on the postseason, he wants a big, huge piece of the Detroit Lions, and it's because of what happened in Week 2, and it's because of that's the team from which he came.
In a perfect world, the Bears win this game, say, 52-21, and they are throwing the ball
talk about
play
arbitrary.
After play with Caleb Williams and getting him over that 270. I think that's Ben Johnson's dream, is to get back at the Lions, to take it to them, get revenge for that game, and then go on to the playoffs.
Is there something to, you know, if the Bears lose the 2 in a row? I mean, you know, obviously this game, you want to lock in a 2 seed. You lose to the Niners, you know, a playoff squad as well. I mean, I know the Bears fans are watching this and saying, we have to win this game. But in the event they lose, I mean, do you think this team is the kind of team that would let it get to them?
I mean, Ben Johnson said it. We don't want to lose 2 in a row going into the playoffs. Like that's his mindset. That's this team's mindset. He said that right before they stepped into a team meeting. And you better believe he's drilling that into their heads of, let's finish the season right. Let's get this win to cap things off in the regular season and head into the postseason feeling like a team to beat, a team that can make a deep run in this thing. So he has done an excellent job this season instilling the right emotional values in this team each week, whether it's not overlooking the Browns, whether it's paying attention to what's on the line with the Packers, whether it's getting those 11 wins to get into the postseason, as he said, and here they are at 11 wins in the postseason. He is getting the right emotional edge out of this team, and I know he's going to do that again here.
And he is, again, Chris Emma, joining us in studio. You could follow him on X, at CEmma670. He, of course, is a Bears reporter for 670 The Score. He has been out there. Unfortunately, I feel like I haven't been out there because of the wild, wacky schedules that we all go through during the holidays. I haven't been out there forever. But is Caleb talking about the 4,000-yard thing? We heard the Ben Johnson response, which was hilarious, if not disappointing. What is Caleb talking about? Is he talking about that?
Caleb Williams was asked about it, and I even had a follow-up in terms of his goals in setting records for the Bears. Like you said it, no other team in the NFL is without a 4,000-yard passer. This is infamy for the Bears, and now they've got a young quarterback, led them to the playoffs in his second season, who's taking flight and looking great. Like, it was a really strong performance on Sunday night in the Bay Area, and he wants to keep stacking these performances, so you know Caleb Williams well enough by now. You know this matters. We got that cut ready. Here's Caleb Williams.
You're 270 yards away from getting to 4,000. To what extent does that matter to you?
Yeah, I think for me, it'd be cool just in the sense of there's never been one here, and you know I think I was brought here for you know those type of things and those type of moments that things that haven't been done here, you know, to try and be able to accomplish. And, you know, I think it, you know, like I've said before, the self goals and all of that always gets swept under when you go for the team goals, and that's winning ball games. And so that's first and foremost in my mind. That's first and foremost for this team, because the most important thing is winning ball games and heading into the playoffs with, you know, some momentum and some good energy heading into the playoffs.
I love that he says and puts it on himself, and he's right. He was brought here to take care of all of that stuff, and it kind of starts with the 4,000-yard thing. And I think, Chris, symbolically, it, even though I know Ben Johnson was just having fun, it's a huge deal for Caleb Williams to get to 4,000 yards as far as I'm concerned.
I think for him it's kind of amateur hour. It's let's get this done and go on to the next thing. Let's win playoff games. Let's set more records down the road. And I followed up after that question asking him about the records just set in a Bears uniform. Whenever he talks about playing for the Bears, it's not this season. It's about 10, 15 years alongside Ben Johnson and winning championships. He's so set on what his career is going to look like and believing he can achieve it. So I followed up, Caleb Williams, what do you think about setting these milestones in a Bears uniform? Here's Caleb Williams.
You gain your obviously understanding that this franchise has struggles with the quarterback position in the past. What does that do to drive you in terms of the idea of shattering records and to really assert yourself as at top of the record books here in a lot of ways?
Yeah. I knew that coming here. And like you said, and that's a goal of mine, is to be the top of them all. I want to be the best quarterback, not only for Chicago, but in the league. And you know, that starts with consistency. That starts with me preparing the right way. And so it's important to me because that's, you know, I don't get up to be mediocre. I don't get up to, you know, not come to work and, you know, be at my best and go on the football field and, you know, do what I do. And so I want to keep growing. I want to keep growing for myself. I want to keep growing for my legacy, but I also want to keep growing for this team.
Chris, when you heard it at the end right there talking a lot about growth, he even sounds different from last year. And I don't want to have it be something so simple as Ben Johnson's here, so Caleb Williams is mature. You're there all the time. When you've seen his maturation in real time, you personally, what is it? Like, what is it that's changed about Caleb Williams that has him carrying himself the way that he's carrying himself now?
I think it's the fact that he's enjoying success right now. And early in his rookie season, he was keeping this positive glass half full mindset of, it's all going to work out. My career is, like you said before, 10, 15 years and winning championships. And it's tough to say that when you're under a losing streak that's hitting 10 games and your coach is fired. And you don't know what's coming for you in this franchise that you feared it was coming to in the first place, that this down and change and struggles. And here he is now with the head coach he believes in and who believes in him, and a team that's on the takeoff right now. Year one with Ben Johnson, you're in the playoffs. You're dreaming that you got a legitimate chance to win a championship this year. Everything that Caleb Williams said is coming to fruition. More so the way he's described it, he's living in the known now. And that's the phrase he gave us a couple months ago as the wins were starting to stack up and he was really believing in what this team could do. Everything he said that was going to happen has come to fruition now. And even taking it back to the first game against the Lions, and I sat there at Ford Field and asked him, Caleb, what's the feeling at 0-2? And he kind of scoffed a little bit and was like, we got a long season ahead of us. And that sounded alarming at the time. Like, ooh, this could get really ugly here. This team's just not ready. They rolled from there. Here they are in a rematch of the Lions, Week 18. The Bears are the North champions. The Lions are eliminated from postseason contention. You never would have seen that coming that day at Ford Field. Caleb Williams did. He believed in this all along. He's enjoying the process of taking off with this team and being the guy leading the way.
It's pretty amazing, though, what they've done since then, or really even since the bye week going into the Washington week, where you really fixed your run game. You did. You fixed the DeAndre Swift. You fixed Kyle Menungai. You fixed the interior of the offensive line was not always great. It was a little stumbly out of the gates, and now you have a couple guys that are going to the Pro Bowl. So they fixed that. They fixed their rookies. They fixed Luther Burden. They fixed Colston Loveland. And you know what I mean? They just weren't getting, especially Loveland, he wasn't getting targeted. They fixed your favorite offensive lineman, Ozzie Tripillo.
It's Zapillo.
They fixed
him. That's it if you know right there.
Yeah, it is. It's Zapillo. They fixed him. There's so many things that looked impossible to us, and we try to be level-headed reporters, and now, as you said, it happened.
Yeah, and look, Ben Johnson deserves so much credit, of course. He's the head coach. He's the guy in charge. This coaching staff has been excellent, and it's an extension of Ben, of course, but the way that they develop players, and you can find so many individual success stories of guys who you could written off back in August or in the offseason, and they are making a difference now. Nobody knew who Nashawn Wright was going into this season. Mm-hmm. Ozzie Tripillo was factored out of the tackle competition midway through training camp. He's a starter now for an offensive line that's been, talk about a worst to first. I mean, that old line is a great strength for this team right now. So many things have transpired this season where you feel like this truly is year one and a foundational year for success. And by the way, they're the North champs and got a chance to make a deep run here. Like, everything has gone according to plan for Ben Johnson. Nobody's surprised in that building. I think we're all certainly surprised outside that building, but man, what a ride it's been.
When people say, hey, man, you're here, you know, try to take the most of, or make the most of it in the present. Is that where you come from too, Chris, when you're looking at this team and where it's at? Or are you like, hey, you know, you're here, there's the future of the team and et cetera? Or are you, will you be disappointed in what would be, you know, an inevitable loss?
It's both to me. I think of it as the 2015 Cubs, when that team took off and had 97 wins and made it to the NLCS, and you're thinking, this is an unbelievable ride and they can win the World Series, but enjoy this because they're going to come back next year stronger. And they won the World Series in 2016. And here are the Bears. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl next year, but this is a team that looks like legit, that looks like it's got staying power to be great for many years to come. Bears. And this is exciting. Nice. Like, you should get greedy. This team can win the Super Bowl this year. This team can certainly win some playoff games, and it's been a while in Chicago to have that, but if it doesn't come to fruition, you're going to get better this offseason, and you're going to come back stronger, believing you're the team to beat in the North for years to come. They take the North and never give it back, as Ryan Poles once said. So you feel like everything's right before you right now.
All right, Emma, the Bears going to beat the Lions.
I think so. I think that emotional edge they're going to feel going into this game, not only for the two seed, but they want to get even. They want to get back for that embarrassment they suffered at Ford Field. And I'm curious where the Lions are emotionally. Ben Johnson said Dan Campbell's going to have them charged up and ready to go, but I think this Bears team is going to be juiced. I think they get a win on the lakefront.
Nice. I think Dan Campbell will be charged up. I'm not sure that the Lions themselves will be.
Right, you know? And you'd like to think
they're disappointed.
In theory, he's supposed to inspire the players, right? But I'm more with you. I've seen too much. We've seen it. Like it's human nature. Like if I was an NFL player, I'd make business decisions, too.
You're thinking Cancun, right? You're thinking, how fast can I get out of that building, pack up my locker, and get out to the offseason? That's natural. And yes, Dan Campbell is the master motivator. He's got a team that's going to be ready to go. But I think the Bears are certainly the better team, which is funny to see after the way that Week 2 game went up in Detroit. And I think they got the stronger emotional juice. So I think the Bears get it done.
It's interesting when you're looking at the whole thing, right? I mean, the Lions whooping your ass in the beginning of the season. Things change and shake up. You have a hangover from last year where you don't make the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the Lions themselves. And I thought that in itself was going to affect them more than anything, where they had all these wins. They thought this was going to be the year. And not only do you miss the Super Bowl, but then you lose your offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. I thought they would take some sort of a tumble. I didn't think they'd miss the playoffs. But so it'll be interesting to see where the player's mindset is at the end of all of that. It's not just that you missed the playoffs. It's that you missed the Super Bowl, you lose your guys, and now you're sitting 8-8 having to play a Bears team that turned the tide on you.
I don't think the casual fan knows how much Ben Johnson did for Jared Goff, beyond just the plays and the creativity, how much he did in terms of preparing him for each game, for each play even, to get him ready to understand what you're going to see in coverage and how you're going to attack. And that is a catastrophic loss for the Lions, losing Ben Johnson. And you've seen it play out that way. They are not the same team, certainly offensively, struggling defensively as well. It's just, that is a different Lions team that misses its offensive coordinator. And from the Bears side, you're saying, man, we're glad we got this guy.
Emma, you're the goods. It's good to see your smiling face in the studio. I know you're going to go down the hallway. You could catch Chris on WBBM starting at 3:16. Don't
That's
be
right.
late for traffic. Do not be late. Let the traffic is the priority. Traffic and weather together. You know.
I'm the Neil Fiorito pregame show.
Yeah.
Who said hello, by the way, in the hallway? He said what's up to you. I forgot to tell you that.
Who said what's up?
Neil Fiorito.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Neil.
Our guy.
Bears. He's such a Bears fan. And that's what I love about Neil. But he needs his time. Especially on holiday, Chris. We're the toy department. So button up your top buttons on the shirt.
Look, New Year's ready
you
here.
You can't
right
be slack. You might want to shave before you go to WBBM as well. All that's a happy new year, my friend.
I know
to
you, buddy.
I'll be seeing you. So I appreciate Chris Emma coming in studio. When we return, Chris will actually like this topic. We're going to talk about more arrogance from Matt Nagy. We're going to talk about Matt Nagy. There's an article written about Matt Nagy in The Athletic, which is really interesting. Could he be a head coach as soon as next year? And what has he learned, or what did he learn from being the Bears head coach? We all want to know. And can Sean Sears get back on track? Because he is 15-1 in his picks. He is complete failure as far as picking games is concerned, because he had one wrong. Let's find out what Sean is picking, or what he's thinking about this Bears-Lions game for Sunday. It's all next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
But again, like, again, with all due respect, that it's going to be the last time I talk about it.
You know that sound. You never forget the sound of a former Bears head coach's voice. You just don't.
It's no one's fault other than everybody's.
That is former Bears head coach Matt Nagy. It's the Rahimi Harrison Grody Show right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll tell you what's going on with Matt Nagy in a second, but first I want to tell you, Gabe, are you aware of the fact that I went to college at Illinois State University? Have I made that clear?
You mean the Illinois State is playing in the D2 championship?
That's right. They are. And this Monday, check this out. Indeed, the Illinois State Redbirds, ISU, will play for the, as they call it now, the FCS National Championship. They didn't like calling it second fiddle, Division II. Hmm. Come on.
So instead of FBS, is FCS.
Yeah, it makes it sound nicer. Yes, for just the second time in the program's history, they will be playing Montana State.
Is this because you donated a lot to their NIL fund?
Don't worry about it.
Grody dollars?
Don't worry about it.
Grody bucks.
I've bought them off. Put me in the Hall of Fame. You will give me watch parties. You will let me endorse your product. That is all I did, yes. But this is pretty cool. I am doing, join the score. I'll read it as it's written. Not completely. I'll add a little, because there's some grammar issues.
Read it, Grody.
I think I'm seeing grammar issues here. The score and me, Mark Grody, will be at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst for an official ISU watch party starting at 6 p.m. on Monday to cheer on the Redbirds.
Okay.
How you like me now? Matt Nagy was the Bears head coach from 2018 to 2021. We all remember that year. His first year, 2018, he was 12-4, a loud playoff loss to the Eagles, 8-8 for the next couple of years, one of which was kind of like a bogus playoff season. 2021, they were 6-11, and it was time to say goodbye. There's an article in The Athletic that is up and running right now by Dan Pompey. The headline reads, "What Matt Nagy Would Do Differently If He Gets Another NFL Head Coaching Job." Here are the things, Gabe, that he would do differently.
I absolutely love this, by the way.
You do?
I cannot wait to hear this list.
Okay, here we go. It's not a very long list.
Damn.
He'd
Does it need to be a long list? I'll tell you 20 things you should be doing differently.
There needs
pal.
To be a follow-up article to this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where's part two? Oh, no, don't get the floos in there. Nagy was better than the floos. He'd hire an assistant who would tell him when he is off course.
Okay.
He would stay away from the yes man in the NFL, which I do understand. Like, you want to bring the people that you trust into an organization. But he probably did need somebody to tell him when he was wrong. So I thought that was interesting. He said, oh, here's the other one. Here's the other big thing. And it's really just two things here.
Not wear a visor?
Yeah,
oh, maybe. Sorry.
Does he still wear the visor in Kansas City? I don't think he does.
He does?
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. Depending on the day. He's bald head sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Is this a visor day or is it not a visor day? He would not be the play caller. I mean, which makes sense because didn't he, throughout the course of his career, hand over the play calling twice? Two different times?
Yeah, two times he gave it up.
In his tenure with the Chicago Bears?
Is that because Andy Reid gave him the play calling duties and now he feels as though he's Andy Reid?
I think he learned. I mean, one of the criticisms of, we're getting real here, on Matt Nagy was, and we always talked about it, how he was capable of, you know, running an offense, I suppose. He didn't have the view of being a head coach. He was too focused on just the offense. He didn't have command of the entire team, Sean.
And the other thing, too, is I think he only called like six games for the Chiefs because Andy Reid's a play-calling head coach. So I think he only called like maybe the last three games in the
playoffs. That's an interesting statement.
And those were bombs, or at least
they were
bad. They were.
They were bad.
Yeah. Took it away from him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, fine. So he's going to have like a Declan Doyle, someone that's calling play. Mm. I can't imagine. Mm. That won't last long. But go ahead. Is that
it? Don't believe in man. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, that's the list.
That's it. Do you think he's going to get another head coaching?
That's a bad call.
Do I think he'll get another head coaching job?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Do you think he should? Do you think he deserves another one? That's the question. Everybody gets another crack, but I think he should.
I think that there are other coaches that are more deserving of another chance. Like, let's say Dennis Allen.
So not yet. So you don't think he should be? Because Tennessee is apparently going to interview.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're Tennessee, would you rather hire Coach Eberflus? Or who's a defensive coordinator currently for the time being, or Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator.
100% Matt Nagy, 100%. Like, I do think he deserves another shot. It did not work out with Matt Nagy.
Why do you think that he deserves another shot? Like, what do you think that he would get right this time around?
Well, I mean, those are two big deal things not called right plays. There. Like, that is. I mean, he's got the right, here's why I
but
say
that's
this.
Why he's getting hired, because of his offensive IQ.
No, that's true, and he does, and you don't get, I don't think you get dumber hanging around with Andy Reid. I mean, that is a good guy to have
and
been
Patrick
around.
Mahomes, no.
Yeah, and you know, like, and some people will say, we know it because we watched every second of it, but when you do look at the resume of Matt Nagy while he was with the Bears, there's way worse coaching jobs that have been done with Matt Nagy, and he has, here's what I'm getting to. He does have the right personality to be a head coach in the National Football League. He does have that. He does, despite the fact that it didn't work out with the Bears, he does understand offense. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm not looking at him and saying, was he a great play caller? As it turned out, no. Can he get better at it? I do believe he can. And maybe some of it factors in my brain that I like the guy. Like, I was like, I don't like keep in touch with Matt Nagy.
Sure.
I don't text him. I don't call him. I barely know him except for cover. Like, as a professional, I knew him. But I like him, and I think he does deserve another shot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you're talking about Matt Nagy as a whole, I'm sure he'd go back and say, can I not have Mitch Trubisky as my quarterback, you know, to start this whole thing off? You get Cam Ward in Tennessee and a couple of good pieces over there. But he is not going to get a coveted job. You know what I mean? It's going to be more so like
Tennessee.
You're going to fill in some Blair and hope for the best. But you're not getting, you know, a top-tier job.
My theory was always, and this would be a top-tier job, my theory has always been, and maybe still is depending on what happens, is that eventually, Andy Reid will retire, right? Like, eventually, I mean, after all he's accomplished and...
Maybe this year?
Maybe. Don't know, but, like, I always thought that would be the place, because they love him in Kansas City. So, could he slide in very easily for Andy Reid? I mean, that seems very plausible to me, actually. People used to laugh at that, but like 2 years ago when I'd say that, but doesn't that seem
plausible? If you want Patrick Mahomes to be running the same offense, then yes.
Well, yeah, Patrick Mahomes likes him. I mean, that's a big part of it, too. Ownership likes him. Everybody, all the coaching staff, they love Nagy. So
Nagy in the new stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Yeah, no, there you go. All right, Sean, what do you got, buddy, for the pick this week? Because you are the king of the picks. You're 15-1.
I think I'm going to pick the Bears. You're going to go with the Bears? Yeah, I think Ben Johnson, I think he's not going to get embarrassed by his team, his former team twice. Okay. I think he's like Carmen was saying, like Ben Johnson's a petty dude. Like he's going to come out here and try and win this game.
In a good way.
And make him, exactly. Yeah. Like Carmen said, her qualifier's usually positive. This is a positive. It's good that he's petty. But yeah, I think I don't see Ben Johnson coming away losing to this team again.
Any Bulls stuff over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tonight, the Bulls take...
I got you, bro. We're a team,
tonight,
man.
I was going to read it, but you were giving me a look like you had a take or something.
I thought you were about to finish the show.
I heard him say, read the Bulls read. I got it.
Yeah, his name is on the show.
My goodness, the whole show stopped because of a
three. Hey, Grody, did you know that the Bulls are playing?
Did you know I went to Illinois State? Have I told you about that?
I know. That's why I'm reminding you.
Could you do that again?
I'm a Redbird, damn it. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Pelicans at the United Center. You guys happy? Pre-game coverage begins at 5:45. The tip-off is at 6 o'clock. The only local broadcast can be heard on the Score right here on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. When we return here, it is time. It is a time of transition, the time in which we bring in the Spiegel and Holmes show, and they're both here. Lawrence has already been in the studio. I think I caught a glimpse of Spiegel. They'll come in here. We'll talk sports, and it'll be fun on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the Score. Raheemy Harris and Grody wrapping up a New Year's Eve edition featuring our guy Gabe Ramirez today. Gabe, always fun to work with you, man.
Likewise.
It's called Intermittent Reunion Shows of the OPB, the Oak Park Boys, G&G.
It's funny. Usually you and I just talk on the phone for 2 hours and do our own little radio show, right. And now we get to do it.
It's nice when we can bring it to the air and sometimes argue and sometimes have fun. That's the essence. Thanks to everybody for listening, for texting, for calling. We appreciate that. Can't wait to be with everybody in the year 2026, which is coming right up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to Sean Sears. It's not easy being the only guy running a two-person show with people coming in studio and leaving the studio. So thank you, Sean, for doing Sears. What you do. Sears, who, by the way, did pick the Chicago Bears to win. See if he can get back on track. We all need to get back on track sometimes in life. He is 15-1 after... Last week, Sean? Was that the week?
Yeah, it was the one loss.
Okay, you got your one loss. Thank yous as well to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And before we bring in Spiegel and Holmes, which we will do here momentarily, they're both here. They look great. They're ready to do a show. I want to ask, if you are a local business owner or employee, how would you like to have your commercial aired during Super Bowl 60 right here on the Score? Here is your chance. We've brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps you moving forward. Member FDIC. And now, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Gentlemen, what's going down?
Hi. It's great to see you boys back together again intermittently.
Yes, we are the intermittent traveling reunion show. That's what we do.
I'm disappointed. We did two last week. I thought we were going to do two this week, but you're ditching me on Friday.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, I can't. I mean, there's only so much I could do during a holiday week.
You're too good for that day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it, Gabe.
Okay. Yeah.
2026 then changed you.
Who are you on with?
I'm on with Kate, my former co-host, Kate Constable.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
We'll be doing a nice show together.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
My initial plan was to work Friday until the Bears lost on Sunday.
Mm.
If the Bears were still playing for the number one seed, I would have done the show Friday.
It was not my initial plan.
It was not Speeds' initial plan.
It's been my plan since October to take that day off.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to that since October.
Well, it's weird because it's a company holiday.
Yeah.
Like that's
Friday?
Why a bunch of us are off is because it's a company holiday. And most of us didn't know that that was the case.
That's true. You alerted me to that about a week and a half ago. And I got a gig Friday night, so I'll go.
It's perfect.
I'll go ahead and make the sound check and the rehearsal over at Theater on
where
the Lake.
Where are you gigging? Where are you
Theater, on, Theater the on the Lake. That's a lovely spot.
What are you going to become? You are becoming whom?
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's right. You did
which
tell us
Doobie
that, yeah.
You be? And if anybody shows up there with recording equipment, a la What's Happening, we will not kick you out.
And if you get that reference, you might want to get your affairs in order.
In order. That is
correct.
Because
that means you are too old.
Yeah, a little too old. But you're probably all right. Hey, I'm sure this has been discussed, but it's pretty crazy to have two bowl games on successive days with nothing but orange. Like Tennessee and Illinois.
That was nice.
And now Clemson and Syracuse. Like, those are the four most orange teams in big-time college football, are they not?
Who would have thought that it would be the all-orangeness over the last 2 days?
I mean,
that,
just it, yeah. they throw the orange at you. They now, do.
It's not the Orange Bowl, is it?
No. It's a good point. No.
I was excited to see the Illini win. I've not paid much attention as to the Illini all year, but it was pretty cool to see them win a bowl game. And I know it's a damn bowl game, and nobody. I was proud of the Illini for that moment.
We have family. We have SCORE family in attendance at that game. Olin was there because his kids are playing. Boom. And Lawrence, tell people what you just sent me. It's the best.
The Illinois offense got the defense to jump. And James, Olin's son,
who is the center, like Olin was,
reacted exactly like Olin would have reacted. And they, it made me laugh much.
Because they jumped into him. Like,
and he backed up and got started laughing ass. And pointed.
He fell down.
And I've seen your father do that. 100 times.
He fell down, was clearly laughing at them being stupid, and signaled the first down from his butt. That's exactly what Olin would do. It's amazing.
It's beautiful stuff, man. But Illinois, what Brett Bielema has done with that program is pretty amazing. And them being a team that if halfway through the season, you could say still had a chance to be CFP. I would say even three-quarters of they had a chance to be a CFP team. And just the transformation that's happened there with Bielema taking over, it's really awesome to see a coach say, all right, this is the place that I want to be. And since I want to be here, I'm not out here looking for other gigs. I am focusing on making this thing better. And I think if you look at him and down in Champaign, and I think if you look at what's happening with Cignetti in Bloomington, in Indiana, when you find a coach that gets to a place that they want to be, man, look out. When you're not trying to job jump. You're not trying to just be noticed by some other team. You're saying, I can win here. Mm. And Illini football has put money into that program, and they've given the alumni has come out for some of the NIL stuff. It can always be better, but they're getting the players, and It's a place where you would want to play now. It becomes a destination. And my biggest concern with that job was always that it wasn't a destination job. But now, if you're in the Big Ten or the SEC, you can turn those into destination jobs if you want. Granted, you could also turn it into a destination job and still leave Lane Kiffin.
What you said about the place where you want to be, like, it continues to be about some level of, like, self-awareness and maturity of, like, all right, I got a real good gig and a real good spot. I think I'll just stay right here instead of looking for the buyout in the next gig. And Brett did that.
Been there, done that.
He's been through that.
He left Wisconsin for Arkansas, right?
Yes.
For money and a theoretically more important conference and everything.
And I always hated that because back then when the SEC was split in half, the SEC West was not the place you wanted to be.
Right, but one of those schools thought they were going to emerge and be what Texas Tech is or what TCU is at times and all that
stuff. Unfortunately, you were always going to run into Nick Saban. So like that's going to keep you from getting to the SEC title game. And I love that Brett has just said, you know what? I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go home, yeah. And I am going to take the same principles that he used to build up Wisconsin, to build up Illini football, And look at the success of it. It's excellent.
It's a great concept in sports that can go to all the different sports. Like I'm thinking in my head right now, like just we'll use coaches as the example that have been ambitious in their lives, and then they realize what they actually do best. And Rod Marinelli pops in my brain
as
a guy who was an extraordinarily good defensive coordinator,
overmatched as a head coach,
over 0-16 as a head coach. Vic Fangio. There's another like, and these guys deserved bites at the apple. They deserved to be head coaches, to get that, but then to kind of figure out, okay, this is who I actually am, to understand yourself, understand your limitations, and then become comfortable in a place. That's what I think about when I think of Brett Bielema. And
it's good. I'm sorry, Gabe, but, no, like, but draw it to the now, connect it to the now. Does anybody believe that Chip Kelly
that's
is
exactly
in that?
What I was gonna say.
Right?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Anybody believe that Chip Kelly's in that kind of space? That he takes a Northwestern job. I don't buy it.
I think it's a means to an end. I think that there's more that he wants. But I would not think he's in that.
But it
category.
Might be his last resort. He might not have a choice. Yeah. He might be told you might as well just stay here. Nobody else is going to give you a thing.
That right. his life might be cut to pieces. This
cut
is
my
his
life
his last
pieces.
Resort.
Yeah.
I hope that I will tell you this much. With the amount of money that Northwestern is putting, like they're building what, an $825 million stadium? By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the footage from the temporary stadium. And I get it. You're a Big Ten team. You got to have a whole bunch of seats.
Pretty pretty.
I kind of wish they would have just kept that because it was gorgeous.
Right on the lake beautiful.
Front? Right
yeah,
there on the
right
front?
Like on the water. Like yeah. It's so nice.
I wish I'd gone. People said it was an awesome experience to see a game there. I didn't get over there.
I know that the Red Stars September. Played there, and they were getting drawing big crowds over there. So that's why I was able to see. And I talked to some of the players, and they would say it was beautiful to play on the lake like that up north. So I know what you mean. You want a bigger stadium, but sometimes quaint is kind of what you want it to be, right? Less seats, more demand. You're creating something there, yeah. But
and that spot right there. Like I remember, I visited Northwestern when I was a kid growing up in Jersey. Like I wanted to go to Northwestern.
Really?
Yeah. And so I visited that, and I remember being on that spot right where that is, and being like, this would be college? Oh my, I want to go here. Yeah. Let's do that. I didn't get in line.
And then Tom Sherwood like, here's 10 reasons you need to go to Emerson College. Now,
and Wayne Larrabee said, more arrogance from Matt Spillman. Go to Emerson like I did.
That's right. So yeah, you Wayne. Got
I love Wayne. The idea that Bill Burr was like your recruiting guy. Yeah, like bringing, right. like he took you on a recruiting trip for Emerson.
Emerson has a pretty good list.
Yeah, it is. Bill Burr went there?
Yeah. Wow. Jay Leno, Dennis Leary, Norman Lear.
Damn. Wow. You went to an elite college, man. Well, yeah, no. You're one of those kids.
Matt Spiegel. Matt Spiegel went kids. There. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't. But anyway, didn't get in Northwestern. But yeah, that's a lovely spot. And that's the new stadium looks awesome. And you know what? That guy with the money, Ryan, you know, that he mm-hmm. put there, Bears should have asked him for the money to help them fund their own damn thing. And then they'd be staying in Illinois.
Hold on, let me check. Today is December 31st, 2025.
Do we have a shovel? Anybody got a shovel?
Exactly.
Kevin's breaking ground.
Shovel, got a shovel back where, there.
In his backyard, right? We decided that Kevin was going to break ground in his backyard just to say that, yep, shovel's in the ground. Did it. Didn't say where. Didn't say for what.
Wow.
So just shovels in the ground.
We're doing, you know, we got to do predictions in the year 2026. Any predictions, guys, on what's going to happen with the stadium? Is there going to be a state? Is there going to be a new state? Or we get the announcement. The Bears have re-signed with Soldier Field through 2050.
The Park District.
Yeah, and the Park District, right. Through 2050, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine
if they just blow the entire thing?
The whole thing, right? And we're all just back at Soldier Field.
And Kevin's just got to be like, "Hey, sorry, I didn't get that done."
He's like, "No Super Bowls, no Final Fours for us."
I feel like if he doesn't get that done, we're not going to hear anything.
Bye. No, Kevin, bye. Be gone.
He knows that too. I don't.
He
think
will have served a very important purpose, though, as he already has.
And that is,
he convinced the McCaskies to open up the cash register and the power bank for an actual head coach.
And I'll give him the credit of he probably streamlined their process.
Yes.
Oh, he absolutely did. He streamlined their process. Yes, the process is a big deal, but they were not going to pay the money and make a hire like that without him telling them it was time to do so.
But I would imagine that priority one on the hiring sheet for him was, we got to get this stadium
absolutely
done.
and people will look at it as a failure if he doesn't, of course. But I'm telling you, like, I heard Dan Weider say this morning, the biggest sports story in Illinois
this, you know, this past year, it's the hiring of Ben Johnson.
Yes. Yes. Right?
That's the biggest sports story in this town.
Oh, 100%.
Is what that guy.
White Sox.
They got the number one pick. They're getting that Rock guy.
They're getting Rock and a Mooney.
Okay, I don't appreciate this. I got to be honest.
No, it is. I don't like this. I mean, the fact that the Bears got the coach that everybody had been wanting for the last 3 years and that he like actively chose the Bears and said in the interview, I want to be here at the beginning, and he said it again at the end.
Yeah, and what he said about the players is coming true, and they're going to host a playoff game.
It's crazy.
It's absurd.
No, and like we were talking about it, like the things that since the bye week, like, God, last year's bye was a nightmare. This year's has been great. You fixed the running game. You fixed the offensive line. You fixed the rookies. You fixed Luther Burden and Colston Loveland. You fixed Trapillo. Like, we left him for dead.
At left tackle, for sure.
Right.
Like, trying to figure out, did you draft it? Did you spend a second-round pick on a swing tackle?
Yeah.
Because that would have been a bad thing to have done. Would have been a disaster.
Fix that quickly. The penalties. I mean, the Bears are still committing too many penalties, but there were some obnoxious games that the Bears had in terms of penalties, even in wins, like against New Orleans. And Ben Johnson, during good, better, best, would be talking about how, imagine how great this is going to be when we cut down on the penalties, which they have to some degree.
Is there a bye week where he can fix the defense?
That's a good question.
Like that needs to be a thing that happens.
Almost 400 rushing yards allowed the last 2 weeks.
That's pretty amazing. So I give them a little bit of an excuse is probably not the right word. We got to remember how good San Francisco is right now.
Totally
agree. They're going to put up those kind of numbers against a lot of teams.
How about Green Bay without Jordan Love and with Josh Jacobs on one knee?
Yeah, that's not good.
What do we do about that?
That's absolutely. That is fair. That is in play. We've all known this all year.
For sure.
We haven't talked about it much because of all the spectacular individual turnovers that have been caused.
Yes.
So it's hard to really get into the Bears don't have a good defense, and unfortunately that's the truth.
They have a plus 22 turnover differential. Second place is plus 14.
But their weaknesses are they're obvious. Like, this team struggles with play action. Like, TJ Edwards had some moments in Sunday's game where you're like, oh no, they got him. And we've seen that happen before. He also had one of the biggest plays in the game. Right? So you have all of those things kind of balancing out. If this team is forced into a situation where they're playing man, they can be exposed because Jalen isn't right yet.
Truth.
And you miss Kyler. Like, you really do miss Kyler Gordon for all of the good that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has done. And he's been phenomenal coming in there and being in place of Kyler Gordon. You see that when teams find him one-on-one, or they shift and like, oh, we're motioning our guy so that if they're in man, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson going to – they go after him. And that's the type of stuff where if you don't have a pass rush, you're not going to be able to help those guys out.
So for the Oak Park boys, we talked about it briefly during the break. Bob Zupke was the head coach
of course he was at
Oak Park River Forest High School.
I love that.
And then he went on to the University of Illinois, and he was the Illinois head coach from 1913 to 1941 and had Red Grange there. But he brought burnt orange and blue from Oak Park River Forest to Illinois, and then he coached George Halas at Illinois, who brought those colors to the Chicago Bears. So that's how OPRF's colors got all the way to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and then they had to do the opposite of the Cardinals, right? Is that what it is? Then you have to get some different colors out. The Chicago Cardinals, you got to do something different than that, you know?
I like that we owe this all to a man named Zupkowski. I mean, it seems...
It's Zupke, but that's close enough.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
It totally works. Here's what we've got planned today, because we know that you guys want to hit the streets.
True.
And get out here, get out of here and do stuff.
I'm all for it, yeah.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk with Patrick Manley. He's going to join us at 2:45. Matt Forte was out in like the wilderness yesterday. He's like, oh yeah, I totally forgot. Can I join you guys today?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I did hear you guys mention that. I think I heard you say, Spiegel, that Matt Forte's supposed to be here.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But he saw a patch of grass and just started running.
So we were like, yeah, we can make room for you on the show today. So Matt Forte will join us at 3 o'clock today. We will turn the page We will get people ready for Bears versus Lions. We will take a look at the other teams in the NFC playoff picture as well and discuss the hilarious tiebreaker situation in the NFC South. Dave Wannstedt joins us at 5 o'clock.
Great show.
Where's Wanny?
Bears.
Oh, where's Spiggs? Is he back? Yeah, he is back.
I'm here, buddy.
That's right. And then there's a East Coast Bulls game tonight.
So we're out at 5:45.
Are the Bulls going to lose three against the Pelicans is what I'm going to say.
Hope not.
They're not.
They're oddly favored in that game. I know Bulls, but they're oddly favored in that game.
Bulls are.
Bulls
okay.
are. Yeah. They're not. Oddly. They're not good.
Buzelis is going to go off.
You want to make some money today. The Bulls are oddly favored.
Buzelis got nobody holding him back now. Everybody else
That's
is
right.
injured.
Everyone's out of the way.
That's right.
Go get it, Buzelis.
It's your world, kid.
Zach Collins been holding him back.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Kobe White, they're all hurting.
So you can go watch the Bulls and then enjoy yourself. There's what fireworks on the river and at Navy Pier tonight.
Nice. You guys have a great New Year's Eve. Yeah,
Happy New Year, fellas.
Thank you, folks. Happy New Year. Very grateful for the both of you.
Yes.
Times we have worked together or in adjacency.
We got a good thing going here. It will be a pleasure to keep it rolling.
All right. You guys watch out for them skateboard guys downstairs.
Oh. I kind of told them about that story. You know the story, right?
Hey, I
was there.
I know about Gabe. You don't want them problems.
It's a very big day in our relationship.
Hey, guys, have a great show.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I'll tell you during the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.